This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver just had its second hottest June on record. CPR Sam Brash reports one side effect was bad air.
The Front Range hasn't seen a ton of wildfire smoke this year. What it has experienced is smog, or ground-level ozone. Colorado health officials issued 15 ozone action alerts in June. That's the highest total for any June going back nearly a decade, says state air quality forecaster Scott Landis.
We're off to a fast start, and a lot of it can be attributed to the meteorology, which has been hot and dry.
All that heat causes other pollution in the atmosphere to react into ozone. Breathing it can inflame the respiratory system and trigger asthma attacks. That's why experts recommend outdoor exercise in the morning, when smog levels are usually at their lowest. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Internet users in Colorado can now download a web browser extension that will tell any website they visit not to track their data. The broad data tracking opt-out was made possible by a state law that took effect this week. Danny Katz is with the nonprofit COPIRG, which advocated for the policy.
This is about stopping some of the sharing that's happening and the data collection that's happening in the background that you may not actually know is going on.
The law is part of a larger online data privacy law the state has been slowly implementing. Another new state law requires political campaigns to make it more clear when artificial intelligence has been used in their ads. CPR's Ben to Berkland.
The law comes as the world tries to adapt to technologies that can create realistic videos, audio, and images that didn't actually happen. These deep fakes can mislead voters into thinking candidates or elected officials said or did things they did not actually say or do. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Democrats voted Monday to reject a ceasefire resolution around the war in Gaza. It condemned the Hamas attack on Israel and Israel's response. Opponents of the resolution called it divisive and distracting. This is CPR News.